President Bush was on Long Island in New York today, performing presidential duties and also campaigning for re-election. Meanwhile, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry was in Washington. He paid a visit to the Capitol, his usual workplace, where he caused an unusual stir among lawmakers in both parties. It was a foretaste of how the two major party nominees will spend the next 8 months as they mix the obligations of office with the demands of the campaign trail. We have two reports today, the first from NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.
It was a day in which the president seemed to be touching all of the bases, even before he left Washington for New York State just before noon. First, he addressed via satellite an evangelical organization which was holding its annual convention in Colorado.
The National Association of Evangelicals was founded 62 years ago with the highest of calling to proclaim the kingdom of God. Today, your organization includes 51 denominations representing some 30 million people. You're doing God's work with conviction and kindness, and on behalf of our country, I thank you.
This was the president working an important element of his base, conservative Christians, repeating his call for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage and his pledge to push for more federal money for religious charities that provide social services. After that speech, it was off to Long Island, New York for three different events.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
At USA Industries, an auto parts supplier with a name fit for a presidential campaign, the president stood with owner Vince Trapani and said that tax cuts he has championed have helped the economy emerge from recession.
When somebody goes and buys a car because of the extra money they got in their pocket, they just might be buying a part for that car right from this shop right here. At least Vince wants them to.
That's okay by me.
And if they buy a part for the car manufactured here, it means this workforce is more stable. That's what that means. Tax relief worked.
It's a case the president has made repeatedly over the past 3 years as polls show persistent doubts about his handling of the economy and as Democrats continue to point to the more than 2 million jobs the economy has lost since he took office. From the factory floor, it was off to the next event of the day, one that highlights what has become the central theme of Mr. Bush's re-election effort, his response to the terrorist attacks on the U.S. 2.5 years ago today. He joined other officials, including former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, at a groundbreaking for the Nassau County, New York 9/11 Memorial. The president did not make remarks at this ceremony, but 9/11 is something he will be talking about a lot this campaign year. The White House says Mr. Bush's response in the aftermath of those attacks must be part of the discussion as he seeks a second term. He has, however, faced criticism for using images from Ground Zero in his campaign advertisements and for something he did today, leaving the 9/11-related event to headline a Bush-Cheney fundraiser being held nearby. Press Secretary Scott McClellan defended the juxtaposition of the two events on the president's calendar.
September 11th was a tragic and defining moment for our nation, and the president is honored to accept the invitation of the Nassau County 911 Memorial Foundation to attend the groundbreaking of their September 11th memorial. This was an invitation that was extended to the president in mid-February.
That invite came, he said, after the fundraiser was already on the calendar. There is one other thing the Bush campaign is doing today. It is unveiling the president's latest campaign ads, including one attacking the all-but-official Democratic nominee John Kerry, all part of a day that demonstrates how aggressive the campaign has gotten and how early. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.